Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I want you just to speak to black, white, red, yellow, but speak to anybody who's walking around with a prejudice that they think is just, you know, everybody has some kind of filter. You know what I mean? As if they're carrying it around as if it's okay with God, and it's not. But I pray that God would speak to you and speak through you right now, Laurel.
Well, first, let me say I understand. I understand the lure of self-justification. I understand what it is to have personally experienced something that forever changes the way that you see people. Racism, the atrocities around the brownness of people in this country and in our history is real. I think the greatest atrocity beyond the things that have happened to us is that we have not taught them to our children in the public schools or in any schools. When I was growing up, maybe we talked about Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but we brushed by him. We did not talk about the atrocities of slavery. We did not talk about the Trail of Tears. We did not talk about the cutting of people's hair and the washing out of the mouths of Native people. We did not talk about, you know, saving the soul and getting rid of the savage, as the language was, if you go back in history books and look at those things. We don't want to talk about the internment camps and what we did to the Japanese. We don't want to talk about some of those things, but that is a history that is real. And because of the way that we handled some of those things or refused to handle those things, we have been left with stories that wound people deeply. I remember talking to my sister recently about somebody who saw 12 years a slave and said, gosh, I didn't think it was really that bad. You know, in my lifetime, in Susie's lifetime, people were lynched and hung from trees. And we've got to remember that those are not simply stories, and we don't simply have those things go away because we're in a different era. There are people who are alive yet today whose families and whose bodies, the bodies of their family members, never had a proper burial because they did not know where those family members lay. We still have Klansmen and skinheads and groups of that nature who exist right alongside of us. And I would ask people to wake up and to realize that that is that's a reality in our country. And again, the church needs to lead out to say, this cannot be. If Jesus Christ, while I was yet a sinner, died for me, he has now given me the ministry of reconciliation, and I need to be his ambassador. I need to find a way to make this happen. I need to find a way in some small way to reach across this wide chasm. We may want to think about it much like we look at evangelism. Everybody's not meant to stand out on a street corner with a microphone and a sound system. But we must be able to address the things that make us uncomfortable. And so for that person who has had a family member killed or been the butt of racist jokes or has had insensitivity or has had somebody say something to you about your hair or about the shape of your nose or about things of that nature, for any interracial couple or any interracial child who has felt like they've had to be split in half or been mocked, for any white family like my in-laws who adopted 4 African-American children in the 60s and were chased out of a small Wisconsin town because they were an anomaly and odd. I beg of you, find a church community in a place where you can get some healing, because we need the strength of your story. Amen. We need to hear your story, respect your story, honor your story. But we need to do more than that. We need to ensure that you are healed by the power of the Holy Ghost so that you can go forward and say never again. If you recede into the background and only live in your pain, we will never know what triumph looks like. We need to look in your face and see the face of triumph. It will not erase our history. Nothing can. But it can say that we will respect people being made in the image and likeness of God.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.